I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And in the studio today, we have a bunch of people that were just here a few months ago, but under a different name. You might remember a band we had called 26 Bats, and they were part of a collective out of the Twin Cities. And this collective features, what, there's five of you? Six of you here? Five? Mm-hmm. I can't count that fast. And they work on each other's projects in kind of a rotating cast, which is pretty darn cool. So Warren, who is the drummer for the other project, right?
Yes, I play drums in 26 Bats.
He plays drums. But this is, he's kind of the lead guy in this. He's playing guitar today. And the name of the band is WTF, which sounds like it could be something bad, but those are actually your initials.
My initials, yes. Warren Thomas Fenzi.
And tell us about the pillow. I love this story.
So, yes. Oh, yes, the pillow. I had a pillow made for me when I was about 5 years old from my aunt, and it has my initials on it. And at the time, texting wasn't a thing. So, you know, as I grew older, I started to realize, I'm like, this is actually pretty funny. And so we're about to come out with our first record right now. And that was the idea, that we take this pillow and we take it to beautiful locations and take a picture of it. And I think we got the one that we're going to use. So it ended up working out, you know, being the band name. So.
And now you actually have, you know, hipster embroidery people making those and selling those for lots of money.
Yeah.
That it would say something like that. So your aunt, did you say, made that?
Yeah.
She was before her time.
She was way before her
time.
She
was way before Etsy, way before her time. Yeah. Well, welcome back to the studio, and it's so fun to have all of you back and in a different configuration. I think some of you are playing some of the same instruments. Christian, what were you doing last time?
Playing bass.
You're on drums now. You're playing bass before. Carl, what were you doing?
I was on guitars and then
he was
keys.
On guitar. And Bailey was. I think you had the keyboards last time
yes,
too, right?
Yes.
And then we have Daniel Chavo, right? Chavez yes. over here. And you want to tell him about the little emergency you just had before the session?
Yeah. It was actually pretty interesting. We left today at about 10:30. Mm-hmm. It was it all seemed good and well. We were packed, and then it wasn't until we arrived about 1 p.m. that I realized that my trumpet wasn't here. So I reached out to all of the trumpet players from the Twin Cities to see if anyone knew anyone up here in Duluth, and it seemed like none of the local music stores do a rental thing, so I ended up finding a pawn shop and picking up a little 1920s vintage cornet for about $50. So I'm excited.
And he came back all happy, just in time, and it all worked out, and we're going to see how it sounds.
There you go.
I love that. I love how unfazed you all are by this. It's just a great story. You're not like, what? You had one thing to remember, and you forgot it. Come on, dude. This is great. Well, you have a new album that you have a Kickstarter for, right, Warren?
Yes. Yeah, we have 4 days left.
All right.
On the Kickstarter right now.
So we'll talk more about that, but why don't we start with a song first? What do you guys want to start with?
Sure. This one's called I'm Fighting, and it's this is off the new record.
Thank you.
That's WTF live from Studio A. And lovely tune.
Thank you.
From the new album, I assume.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Warren, the last time that you were here, we were talking about the different configurations of the band and how each one would be differentiated. Each person's project kind of was differentiated. And I think what you all agreed on was it's the vibe is different for each one. So how would you describe, I love to put you on the spot because musicians love having to describe what they do.
We love it. Yes.
But how would you describe the vibe of what you do that's different than 26 Bats or the other projects?
I would describe it as being a little bit more indie rock than some of the other groups that we play with. I grew up playing a lot of jazz, playing Latin music. When I was younger, I listened to a lot of indie rock. So I would definitely say it goes more towards the rock, indie side of things. So.
And when you were playing those things, was it on the drums? Because that was kind of your first instrument, wasn't it? Or did you play guitar along the way as well?
Yes. I started singing and songwriting when I was in high school, early high school, so like a freshman in high school. And up until that point, I started playing drums when I was in fifth grade. So mainly, a lot of the groups I would play drums in, but this is the first group that I've led and sang lead vocals and had it be mainly just my songwriting.
So you did pick up guitar along the way, but it wasn't your primary thing.
Correct.
So yeah. It must be a lot of fun to have this outlet to do that.
It's so fun. And I mean, these are my best friends. This is my family here. So it's like, it's a bonding experience. We really know each other. I feel like when we play together, I feel that, you know, that we're trying to move as a group. But I love it.
Mm-hmm. In your Kickstarter, I was reading, reading the written stuff about it. And you were talking about how everybody has those albums that are just like the albums for them. What are some of yours?
You know, growing up, Modest Mouse was a huge influence for me. Their whole catalog is just amazing. I mean, you know, I had my phase where I would listen to The Doors and Led Zeppelin. You know, more recently, I've been listening to a lot of Andy Schaaf, Bon Iver, of course. I went through a whole Fela Kuti phase, which is like Afrobeat music.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So kind of a variety of stuff.
Yeah, yep.
And are you a, you know, listen to the same thing over and over again kind of guy?
Yes. I will. I still have a CD player in my car, and I'll just put it on repeat until I'm like, okay, I need to switch another CD. You know.
There's something about that, though. Yeah, there's definitely something about that. So you've got this first album coming out, and you said that this Kickstarter ends in just a few days.
Yeah.
So tell me about putting that together. Had you done that before with any other projects?
I haven't. No, this is the first time I've ever done a Kickstarter. This is the first record that I've ever tried to put out. So, you know, it's been a scarily awesome, exciting, fun experience. You know, I tried to let people know before I did this, and I think a lot of the people that I have been reaching out to have known that I'm going to put out a record. But I ended up just being like, okay, we just have to do it, you know, and it's been great. We've been getting a lot of support. We're at about 95% funded right now, and the funding is going towards printing our record on vinyl, CDs, posters, and we're going to be hiring a professional film crew actually from here in Duluth to film our performance at the at Ice House in Minneapolis, and it's going to be sponsored by The Current. So it's been a dream come true, honestly. It's like people have been so supportive, and it's beautiful to see, you know, that it's, you know, you put out your heart and your energy and your love into this project, and it's being received by people. So
well, that's really nice, because you guys really haven't been around all that long together. I think the last time you were here, you said you'd been together about a year, so now it's almost 2 years. So that's really nice that you've generated that interest in that amount of time.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's, you know, I think the collective aspect helps a lot, and we help each other succeed through all the different projects that we work in. So it's been a blessing. And Minneapolis, I'm originally from Arizona, but Minneapolis, Minnesota is awesome music scene with like-minded people. You know, it's like we have that community going on, and I think that really helps a lot.
How long have you been there?
I've been there about 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about the new album, but why don't you play another tune?
Okay, sure.
Next, what do you want to do next?
This one's called Black in the Sun, and we just put this out. This is our second single off the record, so you can find this on SoundCloud. Black in the sun and kill the trees. This is the only type of air I like to breathe. I close my eyes and fall to my knees. I've walked for miles and miles and find nowhere to sleep. Oh,
fetch my gun and feed it three. Just enough to pierce this sky, make it blue. I pray for rain to keep me clean and wash away this jealousy that lives in me. Oh, 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 oh. I don't know what you think about me, but we get along, so please don't doubt me. I don't know what you think about me, but we get along, so please don't doubt me. I don't know what you think about me, but we get along, so please don't doubt me. I don't know what you think about me, but we get along so well. You think about me, but we get along, so please don't doubt me. I don't know what you think about me, but we get along, so please don't doubt me. I don't care what you think about me, this love is strong and it's all around me.
That is WTF live from Studio A. And another one, that, and you said that one was just released.
Yes.
People can listen to that. And tell me about your web presences. So you're on Facebook, I imagine.
We're on Facebook. We're on SoundCloud.
Cremblums.com.
Yeah, Cremblums.com. You can find Cremblums, which is the record label that we run out of Minneapolis, on Facebook and SoundCloud as well.
With a K. Cremblums with a K, right?
Cremblums, yes.
Cremblums.
With a K, yeah.
Got it. Because the name of the collective is, remind me, Creative...
Creative Emblems of a Blue Soul Renaissance.
That's right.
Cremblums for short.
So tell me about the songs that you have. So since this is your first album that with your own material, as often happens, you got a lot of it, I would imagine. Like, or it's from a long period of time, things that you've maybe been saving up?
Yeah, it's there's going to be 8 songs on the record, and they've been compiled. I mean, some of the songs go, like the last song on the record goes as far back as like 5 years ago. And in between then and now, it's pretty much been, you know, the accumulating of these songs.
And how do you know, out of what you've written through that time, which ones are the keepers, which ones are the still relevant? Because I think, I would imagine sometimes when you wrote something 5 years ago, maybe it doesn't feel as fresh anymore or...
Yeah, yeah.
But know, sometimes it does.
It is, yeah, and that's an interesting thing about songwriting is sometimes I'll write songs and they'll come out and I'm like, I don't really know what this is about. And then, you know, maybe a month later, maybe a year later, I'll be like, holy cow, I just like told the future with, you know, what's going on in my life right now. And I would say that the way I pick them, I mean, is pretty much the ones that I feel stay true to myself, mm-hmm. you know, because they're all from experience.
Are there ever any that you are kind of on the fence about, but the rest of the band says, no, that's a good one, or yeah, I know you like that, but no. Does that ever happen?
Well, right now, since we have only eight, we haven't come across that yet, and
so there weren't like 20 and like a bunch of them just didn't make the cut. Okay.
No, yeah, I kind of just decided, I was like, you know, these, because we do have more songs than eight songs, mm-hmm. but at the time of setting up the record, I was like, okay, this is these are the songs that mm-hmm. are going to be on the record.
And it just felt right.
It just felt right, yeah. Okay. And I'd like to say that it tells a story, ultimately. Not in order, mm-hmm. but, you know, from my experiences that I've had and coming out here and leaving school and all that.
So it's all kind of tied into the same theme, basically.
Yeah, I would say so.
Even not on purpose, but kind of how the album, the songs came together.
It ended up coming out, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, great. So you have 4 days left on the Kickstarter. When are you hoping to put it out?
We're going to put out the record on August 23rd.
That's right, because that's what you talked about. You're going to have the video and everything down in Minneapolis.
Yeah, and
very exciting.
That's going to be on August. The show's going to be on August 31st at Ice House, and then we're going to release the record online to people on August 23rd.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, let's hear one more. What do you guys want to do next?
Sure. This one's called Sunshine and Summer Days. How fitting. Thank you.
back here again. It's in your eyes and in my mouth. I fill it up just to have it all come spilling out. And I let in to free my mind. Smoking of gin and 10 years turpentine.
That is WTF Live from Studio A. Lovely. Love the harmonies on that and the groove.
Thank you.
Anything you can tell us about that one? Anything about writing it or?
It started in my room. I that's a pretty simple song. It's like 2 or 3 chords, and I was just jamming on it, and I ended up writing lyrics for it over a period of time. This is another one that I'm just like, okay, I don't really know what I'm talking about. And this was more of a pass. I'm like, okay, I wrote this last summer, and it told the story of a scenario and experience that I went through last summer, and I guess the double-sidedness of it, you know, of not getting what I want, but that being a good thing, you know. So it's kind of an ode to the bittersweetness of love and relationships and seeking, you know, partner, and yeah.
A long time theme for
human beings, yeah.
For human beings, for music, for sure. Yeah. I think that's why music was invented, to tell that story.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that was a particularly lovely tune. I enjoyed that a lot. Well, thank you so much for coming in, and
thank you for having us.
And let's catch up with everybody else's projects. I can't remember. Carl, I think you have one.
Lucid Vanguard, and we'll be back in the fall if you guys welcome us in.
And 26 Bats, Bailey, anything going on with that?
We released our first album just this last April, and so we've been riding that wave. It's been a lot of fun. And I'm working on a lot of cool solo things that I can't really talk about yet, but it's very exciting, and I'm really thankful to be involved.
Dan, you got any projects? But that horn sounds fabulous. I just want you to know. How are you feeling about the horn?
$60
horn.
Is
it a keeper?
The horn is a keeper.
Okay.
I still need to figure it out. I try not to do anything too technical. The valve there a little.
All right.
I think it'll work.
And Christian, I think you had some stuff going on as well.
I have a project too. I've been gigging with, you know, my band, Christian Wheeler, and then live, it's Christian Wheeler and the Art School Dropouts, and I'm going to get that 1920s horn on some of my records, too.
Nice.
I'm working on some new stuff right now, really kind of Phil Spector-y, big.
Great.
Kind of fun, 60s West Coast pop kind of stuff. So that should be fun. I can't wait to finish that up.
Great. Well, that does sound fun. And again, you guys are playing tomorrow night at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth with Average Mammals and Taba.
Yes.
And that starts at 9, I believe.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much, guys. This was fun.
Thanks. Yeah, we enjoyed being here.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Chris Harwood and Cheyenne Vavrina, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.